Let's pray. Our Father Jesus, we thank you for this retreat. And we thank you for the way you are leading us. We thank you for this last session. We pray that you will come and be with us, O God, and lead us again this morning. We pray, O God, that you will come and teach us again this morning. We pray that you will come down now and do something new in our hearts by your Holy Spirit, O God. Do something that we will always remember.
Sorry.
Do now something that we will always remember as the gain of this retreat. Do it in each heart here. Lord, deposit something in each heart here that the person will remember always in his life as the gain of this retreat. We pray that you do it by the power of your Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Alors, le Seigneur nous a conduit à voir des choses.
The Lord has led us to see a few things.
Deux choses, pratiquement.
Basically, two things.
La grâce.
Grace.
Comment la grâce se manifeste?
How does grace manifest?
Comment on la reçoit?
How does one receive it?
La deuxième chose étant.
And the second thing was. The second thing being
l'église.
The church.
On a commencé à regarder l'église hier.
We began to take a look at the church yesterday.
À la fin de la parabole du bon samaritain.
At the end of the parable of the good Samaritan.
Et nous allons continuer à partir de là.
And we'll take on from there. We'll start off from there where we left off.
Pour ce matin.
For this morning.
Ainsi, nous étions en train de voir que le jeune converti, une personne qui décidait de venir au Seigneur.
So we're seeing that a young convert, a person who decided to receive the Lord Jesus Christ,
peut être vu comme un enfant.
Could be seen as a child, a newborn child.
Ou alors comme quelqu'un qui a été détruit par les brigands et laissé à demi-mort et récupéré de là par le Seigneur Jésus.
Or it can be seen as someone who has been assaulted by robbers and was left half dead and has been rescued by the Lord Jesus.
Le bon Samaritain.
The Good Samaritan.
Mais regardons dans Jean 1.
Well, let's take a look at John chapter 1.
Pour voir
to see
comment ça décrit le jeune converti comme un enfant nouveau-né.
How it describes the young convert as a newborn child.
John
chapter 1,
verset 1 à 13.
From verse 1 to 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of that natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Les enfants, à ceux qui ont cru en son nom,
to those who believed in his name,
il a donné le pouvoir de devenir enfant de Dieu.
He gave the power to become children of God.
C'est la grâce.
That's the grace.
De recevoir le pouvoir de devenir enfant de Dieu.
To receive the power to become a child of God.
Tu ne peux ni le mériter,
you cannot deserve it,
ni être capable,
and nor are you able to do it.
Tu le reçois gratuitement.
You receive it freely as a free gift.
En le demandant à Jésus.
By asking it to Jesus.
Et tu deviens enfant de Dieu.
And you become a child of God.
Né de Dieu.
Born of God.
Ce n'est pas une naissance humaine.
It's not born, it's not a human birth.
C'est pas la naissance qui vient d'une femme.
It's not birth that comes from a woman.
C'est une naissance spirituelle.
It's a spiritual birth.
Tu es né de Dieu.
You're born of God.
Et tu deviens un enfant de Dieu.
And you become a child of God.
Un bébé de Dieu.
God's baby.
Et là se pose le problème qu'on étudiait hier.
And there comes the question that we were studying yesterday.
À qui est-ce qu'on confie ce bébé?
To who do we entrust this baby?
C'est une question importante.
It's an important question.
Qui doit prendre soin de ce bébé?
Who has to take care of this baby?
C'est une question importante.
An important question.
Nous avons vu dans la parabole du bon Samaritain.
And we saw in the parable of the good Samaritan.
Le bon Samaritain n'est pas juste allé jeter le bébé dans cette hôtellerie là.
The good Samaritan did not just go and throw this baby out at this inn.
Il a donné le bébé à quelqu'un.
He handed the baby over to somebody.
Ce n'est pas tout.
And that's not all.
Il a donné quelque chose à cette personne.
He further gave something to that person, some money. He gave means to that person. It speaks of the talents, the spiritual gifts that the Lord has given to a person to take care of his children.
Ça aurait été dangereux de confier le bébé à quelqu'un.
It would have been dangerous to entrust a baby to somebody
à qui on n'a pas donné les moyens de pouvoir en prendre soin.
To someone to whom they are not given any means to take care of the person.
Si on donne un bébé à une personne qui ne sait pas ce que c'est qu'être une mère.
If you give a baby to someone who doesn't know what it is to be a mother.
La situation pourrait ne pas être très différente de celle de jeter un bébé.
The situation will end up not being, might end up being not too different from just throwing the baby away.
Peut-être il va pas mourir si vite. Peut-être le bébé ne va pas mourir si vite.
Maybe the baby will not die as quickly.
Mais je me demande si le bébé deviendra ce qu'il devait devenir.
But I wonder if the baby will become what it ought to have become.
Et ça préoccupe le Seigneur.
And the Lord is concerned about this.
S'assurer que ce bébé grandisse, devienne adolescent puis adulte et devienne ce qu'il doit devenir.
The Lord is concerned that he wants this baby to grow, to become an adolescent and then an adult. And
alors, il a donné les moyens.
So he gave means
à cet hôtelier-là.
To this innkeeper.
Qui devrait être ce qu'on appelle aujourd'hui le pasteur?
Which ought to be the one that's called today a pastor?
Malheureusement, la définition de pasteur aujourd'hui a dévié. Ce n'est plus la définition biblique.
Unfortunately, today the definition of pastor has derailed. It's no longer what the Bible defines it as.
Quelqu'un qui a reçu de Dieu le don de prendre soin des enfants de Dieu et de s'assurer qu'ils marchent et qu'ils deviennent ce que Dieu veut qu'ils deviennent.
The pastors are no longer people to whom God has given gifts and means to take care of people and ensure that they grow spiritually and become what God wants them to become.
C'est devenu quelqu'un qui est allé à un séminaire.
It's now someone who went to a seminary
ou à une école biblique,
or to some Bible school
qui a fait des études intellectuelles très avancées
là-bas. Who did lots of advanced intellectual studies there. Learned lots of philosophy
et beaucoup de sociologie,
and lots of sociology
et beaucoup de choses comme pareil,
and lots of other things like those.
Qui a tout,
who has everything
sauf les dons spirituels,
except the spiritual gifts
qu'on reçoit de Dieu,
which are obtained from God, to be able to lead the children of God
à marcher comme Dieu,
to walk as God wants them to walk. No, it's not an intellectual matter, an intellectual business. People come out of these schools with diplomas and go to serve as pastor
afin de gagner leur vie,
and so as to make their living by preaching the gospel, by telling stories, so as to make some money and take care of their families. It's in that foolishness that we've gotten into. But that's not what a pastor is. It's far from that. Biblically, it's far from that. It's something different. It's someone who has received gifts from God. The gift of taking care of people. The gift to feel for people. To have mercy on them. To take care of these people whom Jesus has rescued. The ability to discern where they're still sick. And correct them. And to help them heal.
Et il a dit à cet homme,
and he said to that man,
et s'il manque quelque chose,
and if you lack anything, if anything lacks,
fais tout ce qu'il faut.
Do everything that needs to be
ne
done.
Pas cet enfant, ne néglige pas cet
Do not neglect this child, this sick person. And when next time I pass by here, I will give you everything that you spent. The pastor is someone who is supposed to be, who knows that for nothing in the world, that for nothing in the world will I neglect one of these sheep. Even if the needs of this particular sheep begins to exceed the means that he has,
je dois chercher au-delà.
I need to look beyond till I find the means to solve their problem. At a certain point, I had a sheep.
Elle avait beaucoup de problèmes que j'ai pu résoudre.
She had lots of problems that I was able to solve.
Avec les moyens, le peu de moyens que le Seigneur m'a donné.
With the little means that the Lord has given me.
Mais la chose intéressante, c'est que le Seigneur semble ne pas donner tous les moyens à la même personne.
But the interesting thing is that the Lord seems not to give all the means to the same person.
Probablement, il savait que les deux pièces qu'il donnait à cet hôtelier ne suffisaient pas.
Probably knew that the two pieces that he gave to the two coins he gave to this man were not enough.
Mais
will not
de
be
même,
enough. But nevertheless,
cet enfant-là,
that child,
ce malade-là,
that sick person,
doit guérir,
must be healed.
Qu'il guérit,
you must ensure that they're
ça
healed.
Va te prendre des dépenses extra, de
even
choses
if
que tu
it
pas.
Will take you extra expenses
ça
of things that you do not have.
Spirituels que tu n'as pas,
it might ask, it might require spiritual gifts that you do not have to take care of them. You will nevertheless have to take
et
care of them.
Le problème en retour.
And I will solve the problem when I come back.
J'aurais pu dire, bon,
I could have said, well,
j'ai chassé certains démons de cette personne,
I cast out some demons from this person,
et je l'ai aidé à mettre pas mal d'ordre dans sa vie,
and I helped her put quite a great amount of order into her life.
Un dernier démon qui fait tête,
and there is a last demon who is being very stubborn,
et qui la trouble,
and that's troubling her. I am not being able to cast that one out. The Lord has not given me the gift to cast out this demon. I've done my best,
et je suis tranquille.
And I'm at peace. No.
No. J'aurais pas compris ce qu'il a dit à l'hôtelier.
I will not have understood what he said to the innkeeper.
J'ai dû quitter le Canada une fois.
I had to leave Canada one time
et amener cette brebis avec moi,
and took this sheep with me
ici aux États-Unis,
here to the U.S.
parce qu'il y avait quelqu'un de plus de plus expérimenté que moi.
Because there was someone here who had more who happened to be here who had more experience than I.
Qui a plus de dons spirituels que moi.
Who has more spiritual gifts than I.
Qui passait par ici pour une convention.
And who was passing by the U.S. for a conference, for a convention. And I brought that sheep.
Pour lui dire, il reste ce problème dans cette brebis que je n'ai pas pu résoudre.
To tell him that there has been this one outstanding problem in this sheep that I cannot resolve. That I'm not being able to resolve.
Et lui, il a aidé à résoudre cela.
And he helped to solve that problem.
Cette brebis va très, très bien.
And that sheep is doing well.
Comme je quitte, elle m'a encore appelé.
When I was leaving, she called me again. She's doing well. They have a small house church in their house. I am not the best pastor. I'm maybe even not a good pastor, I don't think.
Mais j'essaie de comprendre ce que le pasteur devrait être.
But I try to understand what a pastor ought to be.
Et ça me fait trembler.
And it makes me tremble.
De savoir que
to know that
les autres jouent avec ce titre.
Or to know that others are playing with this title. Joking with it.
Ça devrait te faire trembler.
It ought to make you tremble.
La responsabilité de prendre soin des gens et de rendre compte devant Dieu.
The responsibility of taking care of people and having to give account for it to the Lord.
Il ne te donne pas le droit de dire après que tu n'avais pas les moyens.
The Lord does not give you the choice or the right to say later that you did not have the gift, the sufficient means to take care of the people.
Les gens pour qui il a risqué sa vie.
People for whom he risked his life.
On doit en prendre soin à tout prix.
One must take care of them at all costs.
Et il y a un petit problème.
But there's a slight problem.
Il faut que ces personnes le veuillent.
These people must want it.
Il faut que ces personnes coopèrent.
These people must cooperate.
Il faut que ces personnes s'attachent.
These people must cling, must become attached.
Ils doivent s'attacher à cette personne à qui
they must become
les a donné.
Attached to that person.
Ils doivent le vouloir.
To whom the Lord has given them, they ought to want it.
Il est dit que rien ne peut nous séparer de l'amour de Jésus.
It is said that nothing can separate us from the love of the Lord Jesus.
En fait, rien ne peut nous arracher la grâce que le Seigneur nous a donnée.
In fact, nothing can take away the grace that the Lord has given us. Nothing can snatch it away.
Rien.
Nothing
sauf toi-même.
Except yourself.
Tu peux te détacher de la grâce.
You can detach yourself from the
rien
grace.
D'autre ne peut.
Nothing
ni
else
les
can.
Démons, ni les
neither demons,
ni
neither
la
principality,
ni
neither
la faim,
persecution, neither hunger.
Ni rien.
Nothing.
Sauf toi-même.
Except yourself.
Donc, il y a un petit problème à ce niveau-là.
So there's a small problem at that level.
La personne concernée, cet enfant, ce malade qui a été récupéré.
The person in question, that sick person, that child, that sick person.
Elle doit accepter.
Must accept, must allow.
De coopérer.
Must be willing to cooperate.
Avec la personne que Dieu a mis sur son chemin.
With the person that God has put on their path.
Pour qu'on l'aide à
that God brought on their path. To become the person that God wants them to become.
Est-ce que tu le veux?
Do you want it?
Est-ce que tu le comprends?
Do you understand it?
Autrement, ça peut rater aussi.
Otherwise, it might go wrong also.
Non plus cette fois-là à cause de celui qui devait être le pasteur.
And this time it's not going to fail because of the one who was supposed to be the pastor.
Mais à cause de toi-même.
But because of yourself.
À cause du jeune converti.
Because of the young convert.
À cause de cette personne qui a reçu la grâce.
Because of that person who received the grace.
Et qui ne veut pas s'accrocher à celui ou à ceux entre les mains de qui le Seigneur l'a
reçu. But who does not want to cling and be close to the person to whom the Lord has brought them?
Et qui veut faire son chemin comme il veut?
And who wants to walk his way as he wants to?
Généralement, ce type de personne dit la foi est personnelle.
Usually, such people say faith is very personal.
C'est mon affaire avec mon Dieu.
It's my business with my God. And soon you then find out that they're drowning and they're sinking. Because in fact a child cannot take care of itself. And a sick person cannot just treat himself. He needs to be followed up, to be healed by somebody.
Penser une plaie, ça fait mal, mais on doit l'amener à comprendre qu'on doit aller jusqu'au bout avec le pansement.
Sometimes you need to cut a wound open. You need to treat it. You need to treat the wound, and sometimes it hurts. But you need to do the cut and get deep to the issues.
Oui. Cet hôtelier avait cette responsabilité avec cet homme à demi-mort de rester faire le pansement.
Yes, this innkeeper was left with the responsibility to do this bandaging, this treating of the wound.
Même si le blessé pleure,
even if the one wounded is crying,
sa guérison totale passe par là.
The complete healing goes through that.
Et si c'est un mauvais pasteur,
and if it's a bad pastor,
il dit, non, il pleure déjà beaucoup.
He says, no, he's already crying a lot.
On ne devrait pas forcer quelqu'un.
Don't, you should not force anybody.
Je te laisse avec tes
blessures. I leave you with your wounds.
Je suis pas là.
I'm not here
pour faire pleurer.
To make people cry.
C'est malheureusement dans ce dérapage qu'on est actuellement.
It's unfortunately in that derailment that we're today.
On peut donner aux jeunes convertis ce qu'ils veulent et qui en réalité est souvent des choses selon le monde.
They want to give the new convert what they want, everything that they want, which usually is according to the world.
Et le jeune converti parfois a tendance à demander cela.
And the young convert usually has tendency to ask for those things.
C'est là le mal.
And that's the evil.
On doit avoir le courage et la simplicité de lui dire non. De cette façon, tu ne réussiras pas à marcher avec.
There has to be the courage and the simplicity to tell the person that no, if you go this way, it will never work for you.
Et là, les pasteurs parfois semblent avoir peur de cela.
And there usually pastors are afraid to do that.
Il ne veut pas entrer dans sa vie personnelle.
They don't want to go into the personal life of the person.
La choquer.
I don't want to shock her.
Elle risque de se sentir humiliée.
She might find herself humiliated.
Elle risque de trouver que c'est très dur.
Then she might find that it's too hard.
Une brebis me disait au cours de la semaine, de cette semaine, si
a sheep told me this past week.
J'ai lu le livre.
Say, I read the book
que tu m'as donné,
that you gave me.
Sauf que je trouve que Jésus a beaucoup d'exigences.
But the only problem is that I found is that Jesus has too many demands.
Hey, je lui ai dit oui.
I said, yeah.
Mais imagine,
but imagine.
C'est une dame.
It's a woman.
Demain, tu vas accoucher un enfant.
Tomorrow you'll give birth to a child.
Et avec l'entendement que tu as,
and with this kind of understanding, thinking that you have,
une chose pour mettre dans la bouche, tu vas lui dire non.
When you see your child taking something to put into its mouth, you will say to him no.
Et tu lui diras, ne mets pas le doigt au feu.
You will tell him don't put your finger in the fire.
Et tu lui diras, n'entre pas par cette porte.
You tell him don't enter by that door.
Parce qu'il y a des escaliers là-bas.
Because there are stairs there.
Et bientôt il va trouver que tu as trop d'exigences.
And soon this child will find that you have too many demands.
Est-ce que tu vas néanmoins le laisser aller mettre les doigts dans
will
le
you never,
ce qu'il veut?
Will you then allow the child to go put their finger in the fire and do whatever they want?
Une mère folle.
You'll be a foolish mother.
Si tu l'aimes vraiment,
if you truly love him,
tu vas continuer à laisser ses à l'éduquer dans ses exigences.
You will continue to educate the child in those demands.
Et bientôt, quand il grandit,
and as he grows,
il commence à bien comprendre le bien fondé de tout ça,
and begins to understand the righteousness, the good foundation of those things,
il va t'aimer davantage.
The child will love you moreover.
Et il saura que sa maman l'aimait vraiment. Que toutes ses exigences, c'était
tout son
bien.
And they will know that this mother really loved them, and those demands were really there out of love from her.
Ça fait partie de prendre soin.
It's part of taking care.
Convenablement, pour que la personne ne s'égare pas.
It's part of rightly taking care of the person, so that the person does not die.
Alors, je vais donc décrire environ 8 choses qui sont dans le cheminement de prendre soin d'une jeune brebis du Seigneur.
So I want to elaborate, to mention eight things along the lines of taking care of a sheep, of one of the sheep of the Lord. They come out in Acts chapter 2. They come out a bit in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2,
vers la fin,
towards the end,
à partir du verset 36,
from verse 36,
on va lire,
we'll read
jusqu'au verset 47.
To verse 47. Could someone read?
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together, with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Amen.
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 Alors au début, c'est la fin d'une au début du texte là en 36, Pierre est en train de finir une prédication.
So at the beginning of the text we read in verse 36, Peter is ending a speech, a sermon.
Encourageant les gens à accepter Jésus.
Encouraging people to receive Jesus Christ.
En leur disant sauvez-vous de cette génération perverse.
Telling them save yourself from this perverse and corrupt generation.
Sachez tout ce que Dieu a fait, Seigneur et Christ Jésus que vous avez crucifié.
Let it be known to you that God has made this Jesus Christ whom you've crucified both Lord and Savior.
Alors les gens lui ont demandé.
So people asked him.
Ces gens qui étaient sur le chemin de Jéricho, disons.
These people who were, so to say, on their way to Jericho, who were going towards the kingdom of darkness. These people asked him.
Mais que devons-nous donc faire pour être sauvés?
So what must we do to be saved?
Et il leur a répondu.
And he answered them. Repent
de vos péchés,
from your sins,
et que chacun de vous soit baptisé.
And that each one of you will be baptized.
Ceux qui acceptaient sa parole.
Those who accepted his words.
Ceux qui acceptaient de se repentir.
Those who accepted to repent.
Ceux qui acceptaient Jésus Christ dans leur vie comme Seigneur.
Those who accepted Jesus Christ into their hearts as Lord and Savior, received them in their hearts.
Furent baptisés.
Were baptized.
Et ensuite.
And then.
Ils commencèrent à faire certaines choses qu'ils ne faisaient pas.
They began to do certain things that they used not to do before.
Tous s'appliquaient fidèlement à écouter l'enseignement que donnaient les apôtres.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
On devait les enseigner.
They devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles. They needed to be taught. That's verse 42. They had to be taught.
À observer tout ce que le Seigneur a prescrit.
They had to be taught to observe everything that the Lord Jesus had taught, which is what we saw in Matthew 28.
Ils participaient aux prières.
They took part in the prayers.
On devait leur enseigner à prier.
They had to teach them to pray.
À prier pour eux-mêmes.
To pray for themselves.
À prier pour les autres.
To pray for other people.
On devait leur enseigner la communion fraternelle.
They had to teach them brotherly fellowship.
À servir Dieu avec les autres.
How to serve God with others.
À prendre la scène.
To break bread. To take communion,
à
that
louer
is.
Le Seigneur avec les autres.
To praise the Lord with other people.
À travailler ensemble avec les autres
to
pour
work,
l'avancement de l'œuvre du Seigneur.
To work together with other people to further the work of God.
On devait leur enseigner ça.
They had to teach them those things. I wrote it down on some points.
Donc, je souhaite que cet endroit où nous nous sommes retrouvés soit pour pouvoir la fin de ton chemin vers Jéricho.
I'd like this place where we're here this weekend to be the end of your journey towards Jericho.
Pour celui qui sait que j'étais sur mon chemin vers Jéricho.
For those of you who know that you are on your way to Jericho.
Peut-être tu as connu le Seigneur avant et tu étais de retour sur le chemin de Jéricho.
Maybe you had known the Lord before, but you went back on your way down to Jericho.
Ou bien tu ne l'avais jamais connu.
Or maybe you never knew him.
Que ce lieu, cette
retraite, let this place, let this retreat,
soit le lieu où le Seigneur t'a récupéré.
Be the place where the Lord got you back.
Entre les mains des brigands qui s'appellent péché.
From the hands of robbers called sin.
Entre les mains de Satan.
From the hands of Satan.
Que ce lieu soit le lieu où il t'a récupéré et t'a ramené.
Let this be the place where God rescued you and brought you back.
Dans l'hôtellerie.
Into the inn.
Et dans les bras d'une personne.
And in the hands of somebody.
Qui doit prendre soin de toi.
Who ought to take care of you.
Ne pas te négliger.
And not neglect you.
Et lui rendre compte plus tard.
And will later have to give accounts to God.
Avec ta coopération.
And that work will take place with your cooperation.
Prions avant que je les
numère. Let's pray before I go through these
prions
things.
Ensemble.
Let's pray together.
Tu as peut-être besoin de dire, Seigneur, ici c'est le lieu où mon voyage vers Jéricho s'arrête.
Maybe you need to tell God, Lord, today in this place it is the end of my journey to Jericho.
Pardonne ma folie.
Forgive my foolishness.
J'accepte que tu me ramènes.
I allow you to bring me back
à l'hôtellerie
into the inn.
Et je vais accepter cette personne.
And I will accept that person
à qui tu vas me confier.
To whom you will entrust me.
Pardonne ma folie.
Forgive my foolishness.
Pardonne mes péchés.
Forgive my sins.
Et prends-moi maintenant.
And take me now.
Entre dans mon cœur avec ton Saint-Esprit et amène-moi à cet endroit.
Come into my heart by your Holy Spirit. And bring me to that place where I will be taken care of. I will obey you. Let's pray together. Each person praying for yourself. Let's pray together.
Je prie, Seigneur, pour moi-même. Éternel, je prie, Seigneur, mon Dieu. Seigneur, que je sois fidèle, Seigneur. Seigneur, que je sois fidèle, Seigneur. Seigneur, que je sois fidèle.
But I pray every way that I'm entertaining, walking away from you. The park of the Lord, the way of the Lord. Seigneur, je prie pour moi, c'est pour moi, Seigneur, cette folie. Seigneur, mon Dieu, d'aller chez Jéricho. Prends fin, Seigneur, et pour nous tous, Seigneur, mon Dieu. Éternel, je prie au nom de Jésus-Christ.
Amen.
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 Alors la première chose que cet hôtelier doit faire.
So the first thing that this innkeeper must do.
Bon, je suppose que lui il est l'hôtelier.
So I'm assuming this is the innkeeper.
Non, de toutes les façons, Freddy est un hôtelier.
So after all, Freddy is an innkeeper, and Pastor Calvin is one too.
Anna et vous autres, vous êtes confiés entre ses mains, ce qui est déjà beaucoup.
And if Anna and the rest of you are entrusted into his hands, which is already a lot.
Il y a des choses qu'il devrait faire.
There are things that he must do.
À vous.
to you and for you.
Pour qui le Seigneur a risqué sa vie.
You for whom the Lord risked his life.
L'une des premières choses,
one of the first things,
il doit vous apprendre à être assuré de votre salut.
He must teach you to be sure of your salvation.
De vous assurer que vous êtes vraiment sorti du danger.
He must help you to really make sure that you have really gotten out of danger.
Vous savez, un malade parfois à l'hôpital, comme ce malade que le Seigneur a amené à l'hôtelier, un malade a besoin qu'on le rassure que le danger est passé et qu'il va survivre.
You see a patient, a sick person in a hospital, much like this person that the Lord rescued on the way to Jericho, must be brought to the point where they can really tell him for sure, assure him that the danger is past, he's out of trouble.
Sa santé peut se détériorer à cause plutôt de ses inquiétudes.
His health could deteriorate due to his worry.
À cause de ses doutes.
Because of his doubts.
De la même façon, ton salut peut avoir vraiment des problèmes et à cause tout simplement de tes inquiétudes et de tes doutes.
Your salvation could deteriorate. I mean, your spiritual health could deteriorate because you have doubts and you're worried.
Freddy doit vous enseigner à être assuré de votre salut et avec votre coopération.
And Freddy must ensure that with your cooperation that you become sure that you are really saved.
Et que ça produise de la joie et de la certitude.
And that it will produce a joy and a certainty in your heart, an assurance.
Il va utiliser les versets bibliques et son expérience.
And he will use the Bible and his own experience and what the Lord has done to show that to you.
La deuxième chose,
the second thing,
il doit vous aider à en finir avec le passé.
He must help you to finish with the past, to terminate with the past.
Parce que tu avais une vie.
Because you had a life.
Cette vie continuera à t'influencer si on ne t'aide pas à en finir convenablement.
And that life will continue to influence you if you're not helped to finish off with it, to terminate
ainsi,
with it.
Ton passé peut détruire ton salut.
So your past can destroy your salvation.
Si on ne t'a pas aidé à en finir.
If they have not helped you to finish off with it,
je
to terminate with
exemple.
It. I'll take a little example.
Tu as besoin de pardonner à des gens qui t'avaient blessé.
You need to forgive to people who have wounded you, who had wounded you. They must help you to do that.
Et il faut que tu ailles chercher le pardon auprès des gens que tu aurais eu à blesser dans ta vie.
And you must go and seek forgiveness from people whom you might have hurt in your life.
Autrement dit, tu auras des problèmes.
Otherwise, you will have problems.
Tu pourrais ne pas être pardonné.
You might have not been.
Tu pourrais ne pas être pardonné par Dieu parce que tu ne veux pas pardonner à des gens.
You might not have been forgiven by God because you do not want to forgive others.
Oui, et plusieurs choses dans ta vie pourraient être bloquées à cause.
And several things in your life could be blocked, hindered because of that.
On doit t'amener à le faire.
You must be brought to do that.
On doit connaître ces choses qui sont dans ta vie.
Those things in your life must be known.
Des gens que tu as blessés.
People whom you wounded,
les gens qui t'ont blessé,
people who wounded you,
et qui,
who hurt
moins,
you,
ont laissé de l'impact en toi,
and people who more or less who hurt you and who you more or less left an impact on you.
On doit t'aider à finir avec des détails pareils de ton passé.
You must be helped to finish with those kind of details of your life.
Except tu avais certaines relations, certains mauvais amis, certains mauvais compagnons.
And maybe you had certain bad relationships, certain bad friends,
ou bien certaines pratiques,
evil companions, or certain practices,
ou certaines philosophies que tu avais dans la vie,
or a certain philosophy you had in life,
ou une certaine maladie.
Or is a certain disease.
Et on a besoin de te sortir de là.
And you need to be brought out of
certaines
that.
Certaines maladies sont vraiment spirituelles. Et en fait, on a juste besoin de prier pour toi pour que ça quitte. Et la médecine s'embrouille depuis peut-être beaucoup d'années dans ta vie.
And indeed, there are some sicknesses, some diseases whose origin, nature is really spiritual. And medical science might have struggled to help you out for many years and has not found any answer.
Quand tu as donné ta vie à Jésus,
when you've given your life to Christ,
des choses que le pasteur doit faire,
one of the things that a pastor must do,
j'ai déjà dit l'autre hier que le titre pasteur, oubliez ça, c'est unité. Une des choses que celui qui doit s'occuper de toi doit faire, c'est s'assurer que ta guérison physique ou intérieure dans certains points soit faite.
One thing that the pastor must do, and also I said yesterday that forget the title pastor. It's really whoever, one thing that whoever is taking care of you must do.
Ta guérison intérieure,
it is to make sure that you have that inner healing,
ou ta guérison physique,
and or that your physical healing,
ça doit être pris en compte,
is taken care of, is accounted for. It's part of his responsibility. It comes into the area of terminating with the past.
Il doit enseigner dans la même, on pourrait mettre ça aussi dans en finir avec le passé. Il doit enseigner à traiter avec le péché et la tentation.
And as part of dealing with the past, we could put that in the same category of terminating with the past. You ought to be, it must teach you how to deal with temptation.
Comment fuir certains péchés?
How to run away from certain
sins. Parce que la Bible
dit
de fuir de certains péchés comme l'immoralité.
Because the Bible said to flee from certain sins such as immorality.
Comment?
How do you run away from it? How do you flee? For certain sins, the Bible says you must resist them. How do you resist? And if it happens that at the end you, after all, have fallen into sin, and like the Apostle Peter, you maybe lied, and maybe lied three times. How do you treat sin? When you fell into sin without wanting it.
Because l'enfant de Dieu, on va aussi t'apprendre, l'enfant de Dieu ne se met pas à inventer, pratiquer le péché volontairement.
And also one thing you will be told, that it's like a child of God does not invent and practice sin willingly.
Mais si tu es tombé dans le péché,
but if you fell into sin, how is it treated?
Il y a des lois dans le traitement du péché.
Is there are laws in the treatment of sin?
Une des lois.
One of the laws.
C'est de reconnaître le péché tel qu'il a eu lieu.
It's to acknowledge the sin as it took place.
Et ne dis pas, Seigneur, j'ai fait une erreur.
And don't say, Lord, I made a mistake.
Non, dis, Seigneur, j'ai péché.
Say, no, Lord, I sinned.
C'est comme ça que ça se traite.
That's how it's dealt with.
Pourquoi veux-tu jouer la politique avec lui?
Why do you want to play politics with them?
Seigneur, je n'ai pas dit toute la vérité.
Don't say, Lord, I didn't say all the truth.
Non, tu dois dire, Seigneur, j'ai menti dans cette affaire.
You say, no, Lord, I lied in this matter.
Ce que j'ai dit était faux.
What I said was untrue, was false.
Ça, c'est une des lois.
That's one of the laws.
Confesser tout le péché tel quel.
Confessing the whole sin as it is.
Une autre loi.
Another law.
Il faut que tu voyes un peu ce que ton péché fait au Seigneur.
You must see what your sin does to God.
Et que tu sentes ce que lui le ressent.
And you must feel what he feels.
Et que ça produise en toi de la tristesse que lui ressent.
And it must produce in you the sorrow that he feels.
Et que ça produise en toi la honte que lui y ressent.
And it must produce in you the shame that he feels.
Afin que le désir de ne plus retourner dedans t'habite.
So that the desire of never going back to that sin will be in your heart.
C'est ça qui a fait pleurer Pierre quand le Seigneur l'a regardé.
That's what made Peter cry, weep when the Lord looked at him.
Il a eu honte.
He was ashamed.
Il a vu combien sale était ce qu'il venait de faire.
He saw how dirty what he had just done was.
Et une personne, un enfant de Dieu qui a péché doit voir combien sale son péché est.
And a child of God to see how dirty his sin is, how unclean his sin is.
Ensuite, il y a la façon de confesser le péché.
And then there's the way of confessing sin.
Quand tu t'en vas pour demander pardon à Dieu par rapport à un péché commis,
and when you go to ask the Lord for forgiveness about a certain sin, you don't justify what you do.
Oui, Seigneur, j'ai menti, mais c'est parce que j'avais peur.
You do not say, Lord, well, I lied, but it's because I was afraid.
No. C'est pas le chemin pour être pardonné.
That's not the path to be saved, the way of forgiveness.
Tu dis, j'ai menti.
You say, I lied.
Et tu assumes ton mensonge devant lui.
And you assume your lie before God.
Et
you take
pas
it.
De justification
and you say you have no justification for it.
Vraiment tombé.
Then that you've really fallen.
De
and you beg him to forgive you and to cleanse that sin away.
Si tu tentes plutôt de justifier,
if you try to justify, rather,
plutôt déranger le Seigneur,
you might be disturbing
et
God.
Finalement, tu pourrais ne même pas être pardonné.
And at the end, you might not even be forgiven.
Parce que ton cœur n'est pas correct.
Because your heart is not correct.
Parce que ça prend.
it is learned. You must be taught how to correctly deal with sin. And of course, after that, you have to forsake the sin. And you must take measures to ensure that it doesn't happen again. These things must be taught to a young convert.
Freddy va le faire avec plus de détails.
Freddy will go through this in more detail. I will go to a third point. You must be taught how to pray. The communication between you and your God. The communion between you and your God. One of the barriers to constantly remove that hinders that communion is sin.
Et tu dois savoir comment on prie.
And you must learn how to pray. How to pray for your own needs. How to pray for other people. And even how to fast for certain things that are more difficult
to get. Tu es une personne dans une situation où il y a toute cette bataille spirituelle là et tu ne sais pas combattre.
Because unless if this is not in your life, then you'll be a person who finds yourself in the middle of this scary spiritual warfare battle,
and
you do not know how to fight, and you will certainly be overthrown by the enemy on many points along the road, because there are fights, there are struggles in the Christian life, and you must learn to fight them and win with the means that the Lord has put in your disposal, with the weapons of God. And you must learn how to handle those weapons. One of them is prayer. The other is fasting. And you must be taught those things. There's a fourth point. You must be taught how to feed yourself spiritually. How to read the Bible. To better understand God and to feed yourself spiritually. How to meditate on the scriptures. By which book to begin. And what are other books, Christian books outside the Bible that are good for you? And which ones are not good for you because there are those that are very bad? Some of those books do bear the name of God and Jesus in it, but they will poison your life. It's a job that the pastor ought to do with the new convert. Freddy will do it. There is a fifth point.
Apprendre à partager ta foi.
Learning how to share your faith.
Comment dire aux autres ce qui t'arrive.
How to tell to other people what's happening to you.
Ce que tu as choisi de faire, ce que tu as choisi d'être avec Jésus.
What you've chosen to do, what you've chosen to become, to be with Jesus.
Ce que ça a apporté dans ta vie, ce que ça peut apporter dans leur vie.
What is brought into your life and what it can bring to their lives.
Si on ne t'apprend pas à le faire.
If you're not taught how to do it.
Et si tu n'apprends pas à le faire.
And if you do not learn how to do it.
Le monde étant ce qu'il est.
The world being what it is.
Eux, ils vont partager leur vie avec toi.
They will share their lives with you.
Et finalement t'amener à faire comme eux.
And finally, they will bring you to do as they do, rather than you're bringing them to do as you do.
La contagion est une loi de la nature du social.
Contamination is a law of the social life.
Si tu es dans mon environnement, si on est amis, si on est proche.
If you're in my environment, if you're my friend, if you're close.
Ou bien je te contamine.
Either I contaminate you.
Ou bien toi tu me contamines.
Or you contaminate me.
On doit apprendre à un jeune converti à essayer de contaminer les autres qui sont autour de lui. C'est important pour sa sécurité, sinon on va le contaminer avec autres.
The young convert must be taught how to contaminate others with what he has. If not, he will. It's important for his own security, because if not, he will be contaminated by others.
Ne les contamine pas, qu'on le respecte avec ce qu'il est et qui est.
Or at least, if he does not contaminate others, at least that they would respect what he has, so that they do not try to contaminate him with what they have.
Il y a une sixième chose.
And there is a sixth point.
Apprendre à t'attacher à des gens qui sont sauvés.
Learn to cling to people who are saved.
pour la communion fraternelle,
for brotherly fellowship, as we saw in Acts chapter 2, to praise the Lord with them, to help the work of God to grow with them, and to break bread, to share the communion, the meal that the Lord established with others, because it's important for your spiritual health.
Tu rentres dans une religion vide, ou peut-être c'est la religion où tu étais, ou bien une autre que tu as choisi, pour t'attacher à des gens qui ne peuvent pas t'aider.
So that you do not just join a religion, something that's just a religion or something you used to be in, and you go there and you become attached to people who are just religious and cannot really help you.
Non, la communion fraternelle, c'est un milieu où il y a la présence.
No, taking communion, this brotherly fellowship is being in the midst of believers.
Et l'église, c'est un ensemble de personnes au milieu de qui Dieu se trouve.
And a church is a group of people in the midst of whom God is.
Qu'il soit 3, 4, ou 5, ou 100, ou 1000.
Be there 3, 4, 5, 100, or 1,000.
C'est des gens qui ont tous le Seigneur et le Seigneur au milieu d'eux.
They are people who all have God and God is in the midst of them.
C'est là que tu dois aller, pas ailleurs.
That's where you ought to go and not elsewhere.
Dans une maison, comme c'était le cas dans la Bible.
Even if they meet in a house, as it was the case in the Bible.
Ne sont que 4 ou 5.
Even if they're only 4 or 5.
C'est là que tu dois aller.
That's where you ought to go for your own spiritual health.
Et il y a le sept,
and there's the seventh,
se faire baptiser,
to get baptized.
Doit expliquer le baptême,
you need to be explained what baptism is and being baptized.
Ça fait partie de ta santé spirituelle.
It's part of your spiritual health.
C'est une façon d'officialiser ta décision.
It's a way to make your decision to follow Jesus official.
Autrement dit, quelque chose te manque.
Otherwise, something is lacking in you.
C'est comme si tu es fiancé.
It's as if you're engaged,
mais le mariage n'a pas eu lieu.
But the wedding has not taken place.
Oui, vous avez une relation, mais
yes, you have a relationship,
quelque chose manque,
but something is lacking still.
Le baptême,
the baptism,
c'est la célébration de ton union avec Christ.
It's the celebration of your union with Christ.
Et ce n'est pas quelques gouttes d'eau sur ta tête.
And it's not a few drops of water on your head.
La Bible décrit ça comme le fait de t'identifier au Seigneur dans sa mort et on te plonge ton terre avec lui et on te fait ressusciter.
Because the Bible presents it as a figure of your identifying with Jesus in his death. That is, you get buried with him and you are raised up, resurrected with him.
Ça, c'est dans Colossiens 2.
That's in Colossians chapter 2.
Donc, il pourra l'utiliser et so donc, can baptême, use that. Le pasteur doit t'aider à connaître et à être baptisé aussi dans le Saint-Esprit qui est notre baptême.
And there is another baptism that the pastor should help you understand and get into, and that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Important pour pour la bonne marche de ta vie chrétienne.
And it's important for a right walk with God in your life. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you will have problems. He must help you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The eighth and last point.
Il faut que le pasteur t'apprenne à connaître ta place dans le corps et l'œuvre de Christ.
The pastor should help you to understand your place and your role in the body of Christ. What are your spiritual gifts? What's the call of God on your life? What does the Lord want you to become? Everybody cannot do the same thing. There's one thing that God wants you to do in His church, for the gospel, for the furthering of His work. And He has given you spiritual gifts, or He will give you spiritual gifts to do those things. What is that thing? You need to discover it. You must be helped to discover it. Otherwise, you will not expand. You will not expand in your Christian life. You must discover your call, and that you must be helped to invest yourself in it, and that you would succeed in it. To have the reward, and so that you have the reward for that work that God wants you to do. It might be the call to take care of little children. Or it might be the call to go look for gangs on the street, as it was the case for Devil Workerson in the beginning. Or it must be the call to go look for students. And that's a bit what I am doing at this time. And it might evolve. But it takes. But you have to know what that call is. It takes your knowing what it is. And you must be helped in that. That's the role of the person to whom the Lord has entrusted you to. So this is about 8 things. This is the church. This is what must be done in the church. This is what I am trying to do in the church. Even if it's just some people. And if we became 10,000, I will ensure that we divide in small groups, so that in those small groups, people are taken care of in the way that I have just described. Otherwise, the people are not being taken care of, and several will die on the road. Those people for whom Jesus risked his life, these people that the Lord nevertheless had saved, they will be lost. We will lose them. But it takes your will. It takes your collaboration. It takes your clinging to that, to those people. And that it takes your understanding that this is the church. And not a big building with 1,000 people singing. But who are never taught how to deal with sin in their private life. Neither know what's the call of God in their lives. They are neither taught how to heal inwardly and heal physically. That's religion. That's not the church. I will stop here. We're over our time. I will beg. Please ask Freddy to pray. Unless if there's a question. I want to tell you it was a wonderful weekend. I'll come back if the Lord allows it. But I would like to get good news when I go back. I will ask Freddy.
Accrochez-vous à Freddy pour qu'il vous aide dans ces 8 choses que je viens de mentionner et bien d'autres, afin que vous réussissiez dans votre désir de revenir au Seigneur et de marcher avec lui. Autrement, ça peut ne pas réussir. Et peut-être c'est pour ça que ça n'a pas réussi chez certains correctement jusqu'à
maintenant. And I want to beg Zendley, Laura, Anna, and the rest of you here to cling to Freddy and to... And to help, yes, to help him lead you through these 8 things that I've just described. Or else things might not go as well, and that's maybe why they did not go well the first time around.
No, allez là où il se trouve.
Go where he is.
Attaché à lui, accrochez-vous à lui.
Cling to him.
Peu importe par le titre d'un pasteur, il en est probablement un avec les dons que le Seigneur lui a donné.
He doesn't bear the title pastor, but he's probably one by the gifts that God has given him.
En fait, c'est ces dons et cette tendance là qui font le pasteur.
And in fact, it is those gifts and those tendencies that make someone a pastor.
Profite plutôt de ça.
Take advantage of it.
Accroche-toi plutôt à lui.
Cling to him.